This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, it always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Sean Lee, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Thursday, September 15th, goes to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Now, if you haven't heard, Governor Ron DeSantis is claiming credit for sending two planes carrying illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. This move follows in the footsteps of Republican Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and Doug Ducey of Arizona, who begin sending migrants to Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Governor Abbott has since started sending the migrants to New York City and Chicago as well. Let's go to CBS News Boston for the report, please.
For unsuspecting residents of Martha's Vineyard, that's when tonight's calamity began. But for the 50 men, women, and children flown there, none of whom spoke English, the trip began much earlier and much farther away.
From what we found out by talking to the people, they're originally from Venezuela. They were flown here. We're not sure what plane brought them here or how they got on a plane to here. They did tell us they came from Texas.
Tonight, Florida's governor says his office organized the migrants' journey to Massachusetts as part of that state's relocation program. In a statement from Governor DeSantis's office, it reads in part, quote, states like Massachusetts will better facilitate the care of these individuals who they have invited into our country by incentivizing illegal immigration through their designation as sanctuary states. And support for the Biden administration's open border policies.
Well, Democratic lawmakers are calling what Ron DeSantis did evil and inhumane. Personally, I don't think it's as evil and inhumane as watching the border agents on horseback using those whip-like objects to push back Haitian migrants last year. But here's the thing. I actually think what Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Doug Ducey are doing is kind of genius. They're not with illegal immigration, okay? They have made that perfectly clear to everyone. Therefore, they are putting these humans on buses and on planes and shipping them where they are welcomed. They aren't welcomed in Texas, Florida, and Arizona, but they are welcomed in what they call sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities, okay? Well, what is a sanctuary city? A sanctuary city is a community with a policy, written or unwritten, that discourages local law enforcement from reporting the immigration status of individuals unless it involves investigation of a serious crime. These sanctuary communities go beyond cities, though. One can find entire counties and states declaring sanctuary status. Would you like to know the list of the sanctuary states in the USA? Here they go. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. And that is exactly where these humans are being shipped. Why are they being shipped there? Because, as Ron DeSantis said in a statement, Florida has what they call a state relocation program to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary destinations. States like Massachusetts, where Martha's Vineyard is, New York and California will better facilitate the care of these individuals who they have invited into our country by incentivizing illegal immigration through their designation as sanctuary states in support for the Biden administration's open border policies, end quote. Basically, what Ron DeSantis is saying is, I don't want them in my party. I told y'all I don't want them in my party. But if you insist, when they get here, they are your responsibility now, being that these states are sanctuary cities. And being that these states are sanctuary cities, that shouldn't be a problem. The only reason I'm giving Ron DeSantis donkey today is because he should have gave Martha's Vineyard's advance notice. Okay, all of these governors from Texas, Florida, Arizona, don't just put these humans on buses and planes and ship them to sanctuary cities. Let the sanctuary cities know they are coming. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. And second, it's the same reason we want people's votes on record, so we can see who's really about that life. Because if you let them know you're sending them and they say, no, we don't want them, then you are exposing their hypocrisy. When you don't give them a heads up, you know, you leave it to liberal media to twist the story, and they can just say this is evil and inhumane to do that. Now, Democratic Chair Manny Diaz said in a statement, even for Ron DeSantis, this is a new low. There is nothing that DeSantis won't do and nobody that he won't hurt in order to score political points, end quote. Now, are these immigrants being used as political pawns? Yes. But guess what? We all are. Everything politicians on either side, conservative or liberal, everything they do over the next 56 days is to score political points. You know this. That's why Democrats immediately let the press know that they provided these 50 migrants from Florida food, blankets, shelter, and other necessities to score political points with the people. But if you ask me, you shouldn't get points for what you're supposed to do. I would think that is what is supposed to happen in a sanctuary state. All I keep hearing politicians say is Ron DeSantis did this to gain cheap political points. I would say it's him being consistent. Okay, they are clear on their position about the border. They're acting accordingly. And I would much rather these migrants, you know, be sent to sanctuary states and have someone on horseback using whip-like objects to deter them from entering. Okay? Without the liberal media spin, one seems more humane to me. But they have to give these sanctuary states a heads up that they are coming. You have to give these sanctuary states notice, and you should, because guess what? It will probably work to your advantage, because you will probably expose the hypocrites in the political theater, because the truth to the matter is Democrats don't like the migrant surge happening at the southern border either.
Do you have to say quite clearly, don't come?
Yes, I can say quite clearly, don't come. And what we're in the process of getting set up, don't leave your town or city or community.
In an interview with ABC News, the president pushing back on criticism migrants are crossing in such large numbers because he has reversed several Trump-era immigration policies.
The idea that Joe Biden said come, because I heard the other day that they're coming because they know I'm a nice guy. Well, here's the deal. They're not.
They don't want them either. Okay, just Governor DeSantis, give them a heads up next time, because I, for one, would love to see the excuse they come up with to not take those migrants in when you do. Please give Florida Governor Ron DeSantis the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Now, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.